Now we take you back exactly 100 years to January the 4th, 1895, in our new series, Victoria Station, by Steve Chambers. Victoria Station is set in Nottingham on a busy Midlands railway station, where we follow the hectic lives of the station master and his staff, and are introduced to a colourful assortment of travellers and passers-by. The series looks at how the station was run, with rudimentary electricity, no telephones, and at a time when the railway system was the only practical means of transport for the longer distance traveller of all classes. We visit the platform, the goods yard, the mail room, the signal box, the tunnel, and the ladies' tea room. But first, we start with the station personnel, assembled ready for duty at 7 o'clock in the booking hall.
Wednesday, January the 4th, 1895. A day notable for the visit of General Booth and the visitation of General Intemperance.
Victoria Station by Steve Chambers with Sean Baker and Philip Jackson. Episode 1, Signal Failure.
Gentlemen, can we begin? It is 7 o'clock.
I mean to say, Mr. Tidmarsh, the station master isn't here.
Right.
The Great Central Railway runs to a strict timetable, Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, there are two important visitors today.
Come on.
Mr. Roberts, station master.
My apologies, Mr. Tidmarsh. Please continue.
I was reminding everyone about the visit of General Booth in pursuance of his temperance crusade. Perhaps Mr. Roberts would like to address the meeting himself.
I watch music hall, I don't do it.
That's it, no.
Mr. Timmer?
The second visitor is the area manager, Mr. Crane.
What was that?
It's not about me.
Mr. Roberts, sir.
What is it?
The goods train. He's come off the rails.
No.
One of the wagons is bust up and there's cows everywhere.
What about people? Has anyone hurt?
I don't know. It's still dark.
We need lanterns. As many as we can get. Brett, come with me.
Right.
You're Sydney too. Listen, Tidmarsh.
Station master.
Keep passengers up here until you get a damage report. Get on the telegraph and alert the traffic control.
As you wish.
The rest of you, get around the platforms and reassure any passengers in transit. But remember, you don't know anything. We don't want any panic now. Come on!
Get those lanterns over here. Hello? It doesn't seem to be anyone about.
Maybe the driver's gone for help.
The uplines are blocked. Oh, it's going to take some clearing.
The engine doesn't look too bad. It's just their goods wagon that's broken down.
Right. Sydney, inform the north and south boxes to route all traffic up and down through the downlines. Mr. Roberts will be in charge of all platform movements. You got all that?
Yes, sir.
Joe, the signal lamp's not lit.
What? All right, Fred, you know what to do.
I'm on my way.
Are you Braddock, station master?
That's right. Who are you?
Wheeler, the engine driver.
Where have you been?
It wasn't my fault. I have witnesses. They can't blame me for it.
All right, Wheeler, calm down. Now, just tell me what happened.
The signal wasn't set properly. They can't blame me for it.
Are there any casualties? Is anyone hurt?
The fireman's cut his head open on the regulator lever. It's a nasty wound. The guard's all shaken up. I've just come back from getting them seen to.
If we uncouple the engine and tender, think we can get the front bogey back on the rails?
It's possible. What about the cattle running loose?
Let me worry about that.
dangerous, just frightened.
Get it away from my luggage.
Come on, my beauty. That's it. Come on. That's it.
Oh, my God. Oh, get on my cane.
Come here.
Hold on. Oh, where's he gone?
Here, Doc. I should put that lovely coat on if I were you. Keep out the cold.
Railways. Nothing but silt and noise. Give me a coach and four every time.
Oh, yes, me, Doc.
Porter. I want the platform for the Southampton train.
The Southampton train?
Yes, Southampton is a port on the south coast.
I know it is, ma'am. This is the platform you want.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Put the bags down, then.
It's not for some time. 6 hours, to be precise.
But I was told there was a connection at 8.04.
There was last year. Well, until last Saturday, New Year's Eve. The new timetable began on Sunday.
I demand to speak to the station master.
Everyone's very busy, ma'am.
I am Mrs. Brookhammond. My husband is Lieutenant Colonel Brookhammond.
You could try the chief clerk, Mr. Tidmarsh, in the booking hall. But if I were you, I would wait a while.
Well, you are most certainly not me. Watch those bags.
Oh, I can't wait here all day.
What do you think you're doing, Robson?
Looking after these bags, sir.
Get yourself up to the damn box. I'll meet you there in 5 minutes.
That was Joseph Braddock.
The station master, aye.
What time does he finish work?
After what's happened, he'll probably be here till midnight. How about watching these bags for me?
Oh, I don't want to get wrong side of anyone.
This is an emergency. Stay with these bags. I've got to go!
How's it going?
We're getting there.
What happened, Fred?
Signal lamp was out.
But why was it out?
Act of God, somebody put it out or it wasn't working properly.
No, it was. I lit it last night, like always. It was all right then.
Look, no one's accusing you, lad.
You wanted me, Mr. Braddock?
Yes. I want your young seed to get a couple of shunting poles.
Are we going shunting?
In a manner of speaking. One of the runaway bullocks has been caught, but two of them are in Thurling Street Tunnel.
Oh, no.
I want you to go through the tunnel and drive them out the other end. There'll be a gang waiting here to help you.
Are they dangerous?
Not if you're careful. You've got your shunting poles. If they get too near, hit them on the snout and yell at them. They'll run away.
They'll be more scared of you than t'other way round.
What about the trains?
They've got orders to go dead slow while you're in there.
Come on, Sydney.
Right.
Oh, by the way, have you heard about the fireman?
What about him?
Collapsed. Unconscious. They reckon he might not make it.
I see.
Well, come on, you two. Make haste.
Wish us luck.
So, what do you really think?
I think there could be trouble.
How did you get on? Any joy?
This station is a madhouse. Thank you for washing my luggage.
Oh, when times are hard, you have to help each other.
Oh, what is it, girl? Why are you hovering there?
Does madam wish to order something?
Oh, I suppose so. What kind of sandwiches do you have?
Minced beef, corned beef, fish paste,
cucumber?
Oh, not in January, madam.
Typical. Well, I'm not risking the beef. Are you having anything?
Oh, not me, Dux. I haven't finished this cup yet.
Get me a pot of tea and a round of fish paste sandwiches. Go on, girl. Get on with it.
Yes, madam.
Pot of tea, Phoebe, and one fish paste.
Tea for one, Josie.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to throw it over her. Mrs. Lardy-Dar lipstick over there. She reeks of cheap scent and treats me like I was dirt.
You are to her. You'll have to get a thicker skin if you're going to work here.
Oh, I'd just like to answer her back, just once.
You want too many if you did. That'd be the end of your job.
Yeah, I know. Hey, and there's something funny about the older one, with her.
She's probably upset by the commotion. It can take people in funny ways.
Maybe she's the Wednesday thief.
Wednesday thief, indeed. It's an accretion of excitement for one day.
For 2.5 months before Christmas, something was stolen in this station every Wednesday.
Not last Wednesday it wasn't. Now take this to a ladyship.
The most terrible day. I mean, I blame Gerald. He's always been careless, wounded at his age.
What's your order, Mother?
Thank you. Is your husband badly wounded, then?
A gunshot wound is never trivial, especially in India. It is typical of him to be so inconsiderate.
Oh, that's harsh. I mean, he's ever likely to be shot at in the army. It's his job.
I wouldn't mind so much if he'd been shot by the enemy, but he was shot by his native bearer.
Oh, had a grudge, did he?
Accident. The boy was cleaning Gerald's revolver and it went off. Hit him in the thigh. It is so humiliating.
My man took the king's chimney. Told him not to, but he wouldn't listen.
No, really? What regiment?
Lancashire Fusiliers killed him.
Active service?
He caught fever in Liverpool, waiting to embark, and that was it. 3 weeks after we were married.
I am sorry.
Come in.
Braddock?
Yes?
Grits. Area manager. I would have been here earlier, but there was a delay.
Yes, I'm sorry about the accident.
What makes you think it was an accident?
Well, what else could it be?
Sabotage. Someone with a grudge. Otherwise, we have to look for negligence.
Come in.
Your morning tea, sir.
Thank you, Josie. Would you care for some refreshment, Mr. Grips?
I haven't got time for tea, Braddock. There's a derailment to sort out and the visit of a VIP to prepare for.
That will be all, Josie.
Would sir like to order anything for later?
Not just now, Josie.
Thank you, sir.
There is an air of insolence about that girl. She should be replaced.
I agree.
Now, what's the latest report on the derailment?
We've uncoupled the engine and tender from the broken wagon and it's back on the rails. The rest of the wagons have been shunted off. We should be able to resume normal traffic movements in 2 hours by 1 o'clock.
So everything will be back to normal by the time General Booth arrives?
I presume so.
Never presume anything. Modern industry is about facts, efficiency and hard work.
And people, sir. The farming's still unconscious.
There will be an inquiry.
I understand he has a large family.
You surprise me, Braddock. Here you are in command of the preeminent passenger terminal of the railway, and yet you act as if it were a trial.
With respect, sir, it is today.
Nonsense. A brand new station, finer than York. Better platforms than Cambridge. 1,300 buildings demolished to make way for its construction. 6,000 people displaced. It's an undertaking worthy of the ancient Egyptians. And you were in command.
Your knowledge is impressive.
I make it my business to be well briefed. Now, I should like to inspect the scene of the accident.
Right, after you.
I can't see anything.
Just keep banging the rails and shouting. Oh, no, you don't. It's all right. You turn back.
I don't like this.
Enjoy it while you can. The accident inquiry will be looking for someone to blame.
But they can't blame me, can they?
Accidents are caused by negligence, Sidney. The company investigates and the company can never be negligent. Ergo, it must be an employee.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's not a matter of justice, it's a matter of accounting.
Hey, what's that?
It's a mail train. You've got on to go dead slow. Now, stand up in the corner in front of you. Wave it around.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which service is this, Braddock?
The mail train, sir.
This time?
3 hours late. And on the wrong platform. What's the SP, Mr. Braddock?
We'll have to use the hydraulic lift and the subway. Don't worry. It's big enough to take that trolley. Care to try the lift, Mr. Grips?
Yes. Thank you.
Mind your things.
The power is supplied by gas pumps, which also power the station turntable.
You could do in more of these, eh? Makes working easy.
We can manage perfectly well without your observations.
Ah.
sir. All right, off you go. The loading bay's waiting for you.
Here's my time.
Electric lighting. So different from gas.
The code light, well, very effective.
So, Braddock, the derailment was caused by a signal lamp not showing?
That appears to be the case.
Then the signalman must be responsible.
Not necessarily. The driver may have missed the signal, or the signal may have been vandalized.
I've examined your record. You have a colourful history.
I prefer to see it as a practical one.
Nevertheless, it is rare for a man to rise from navvy to station master. Nothing less than meteoric.
I worked hard, Mr. Cripps.
And you've been well rewarded. Of course, a colourful history can sometimes be a burden.
Surely experience is an asset.
Ancient loyalties can prevent one from looking forward. The future is a glorious prospect.
Is it?
It is manifest here in this station. The architectural, the sanitary, the ornamental and the mechanical, all pressed into the service of commerce.
I suppose that is so.
Subways, electric lighting, hydraulic lifts. Progress, Braddock. Palpable, vital, inevitable and God-given. Now, why else is General Booth visiting?
He's on a temperance crusade.
Exactly. I presume you have signed the pledge.
Never presume anything, Mr. Cripps. That is your philosophy, is it not? Where next?
I should like to speak to Signalman Roberts.
She's back again, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Who is?
Mrs. Hammond, the woman who smells funny. I think it's perfume, but there's something else as well.
What on earth are you talking about?
Mrs. Hammond, she missed her connection.
Lots of people have missed their connections today. You're going to have to deal with difficult passengers if you wish to progress. See to it.
Yes, sir. What shall I do then?
Listen carefully to her complaint. Sympathize with her predicament. Explain that you will do everything in your power to rectify the situation.
Will I?
Of course not. Your job is to calm her until her connection arrives. Now, go on with you.
Well, where is he?
Yes. Mr. Tidmarsh is very busy, Mrs. Hammond.
Mrs. Brooke Hammond, I have been waiting for 3.5 hours.
Perhaps I can help.
I left Lincoln this morning, having been informed that there was a connection to Southampton at 8:04.
Oh, that's not right. The next train to Southampton is the 2:04, which, due to disruptions, is running 1.5 hours late.
My husband is landing later today. He is wounded and expects me to be at his side.
You could telegraph.
Is there a quicker way of reaching Southampton?
Not really. I mean to say, I wouldn't have started from here.
What is your name?
Jackson, ma'am. Walter Jackson.
Well, Mr. Jackson, I intend to write to the head office of the Great Central Railway and complain...
That's probably the best...
...about thing. You and everyone else on this insane railway. Good day.
Now, there, Sid. Eh? Finished trimming those lamps?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's have a look at them, then.
Don't see much point if someone else is going to put them out.
People's lives depend on these lamps being properly cleaned and trimmed. That's the point. Oh. Yeah, as long as you've got your health.
You were out with Mr. Braddock last night. My brother Percy saw you in the station hotel.
Did he?
He said you were singing round the piano. Said Mr. Braddock's got a right good voice.
He has that. But you keep it to yourself.
Why?
Just because, that's why. Oh. Now then.
Roberts, Sydney, this is Mr. Cripps, the area manager.
Sir?
This is Signalman Roberts and Sydney, his apprentice.
Gentlemen, so this is the North End box. Quite small as boxes go.
27 levers. But it gets busy enough. Especially today.
Roberts deals with the local traffic using the North End base and the down traffic in the station. But today he's controlling all the traffic through the station.
What's the boy doing?
Trimming and cleaning the signal lamps, sir.
He's a bit late because he's been off hunting big game with his shunting pole, haven't you?
Yeah. Those bullets did not make a racket. Yeah.
He was as white as a sheet when he got back to home.
An employee lies gravely ill. This does not seem an appropriate occasion for mirth. Did the boy trim the lamps yesterday?
It weren't my fault, sir. I left it lit like always.
What time was the lamp lit?
When required. As stipulated in Regulation 99B, sir.
I do not care for your tone, Roberts. But given what I've heard about you, that does not surprise me.
Sydney, huh? Go and check the guide wires. They might need tightening up now they've crossed the cross.
But...
just do it, lad.
Yes, Mr. Roberts.
You've got something on your mind, sir. You'd better get rid.
You are partial to alcoholic beverages, Roberts.
I haven't signed the pledge, if that's what you mean.
Ever drink before coming on duty?
That's against regulations, sir.
What about this morning? Were you drunk when you came on duty?
No.
I can vouch for that, Mr. Grips.
No doubt. You are an activist in the Railwomen's Union, Roberts.
That isn't against regulations.
When I want your opinion, Mr. Braddock, I shall ask for it. Well, Roberts?
I belong to the GRU.
So you have grievances against the company? Otherwise, you wouldn't be an activist.
What are you driving at?
The accident was caused by negligence or sabotage. If it was negligence, then the obvious candidate is Sydney, who set the lamp.
You can't blame Sydney.
On the other hand, if it was sabotage, then someone with a grievance would have a motive.
Meaning me, I suppose.
There are other possibilities, sir.
This incident casts a shadow over the reputation of the Great Central Railway and affects the confidence of our customers. Mr. Braddock, a word in private, if you please.
As you wish. Fred Roberts is a very good signalman. I do not believe him capable of vandalism or negligence.
You are inappropriately attached to the man.
Fred Roberts saved my life when I was a navvy.
But you're not a navvy any longer. You're the station master, and you have to act accordingly. Roberts is the wrong kind of employee.
He does the work of three men.
He's a prominent activist for his union. His reputation, demeanor, and agitating are inappropriate in our workforce.
You want me to fire him?
You have the perfect opportunity. The discovery of the malefactor who caused the accident and the removal of an agitator all at the same time. Head office would be very understanding.
And if I don't?
We want a railway fit for the 20th century, not full of backward-looking nostalgics.
Victoria! Richmond, Victoria!
You should consider your family. The station master's house is little more than a tight cottage. It would be a tragedy if you were to lose everything you've worked for.
What on earth?
Hey, Captain! Where's the nearest pub?
Station Hotel. Up the stairs and out through the booking hall.
Thanks.
This way, lads.
Just a minute. Are you from Bridgford?
Not likely. We've just seen our team beat Leicester in cup football. Association, that is.
Our train's delayed because of some accidents, so we're off to celebrate. No else to do, is there? Come on, lad!
Pot of tea for two and two mince beef.
Come here.
It's busy.
First market day of the new year.
Got anything for a farthing?
Get away with you.
No leftovers?
No, come on. The likes of you shouldn't be in the tea room.
Oh, please.
Be off with you. Go on or I'll call a porter.
Right, going.
You're harsh, Phoebe.
I've been bitten too many times, me girl. Sympathy's a luxury for them that can afford it. Here, now take the order.
Last train's due in 6 minutes. I'm just going to the ladies' room.
Again?
Oh, you must have a chill on your kidneys.
You want to be careful.
Chloe! Chloe!
Yes? What is it?
Another cuppa, please.
You've nursed one cook for 4.5 hours, and now when it's as busy as it can be, you decide to order another.
You'll get yourself into trouble, Dux. My money's as good as anyone.
No! Help! I've been robbed! My son!
There he goes! Look, to the tank! Oh! Go on, then, get after her!
What, me?
I'll never catch her at my age.
Come back! Come back!
Not me!
Excuse me! Oh, sorry! Excuse me!
What's up?
Have you seen a young girl with a fur coat?
Over there, platform 9, the Bulwell train, this way!
There she is!
I see her!
The message came down the wire 30 minutes ago. I thought you ought to see for yourself.
No, you were right to inform me. It's a nuisance, all right.
What seems to be the problem?
It's the engine for General Boo's connecting train. It is broken down again. Order another locomotive, Mr. Tidmarsh.
We have had enough disruption today without diverting a locomotive from tasks already assigned to it.
But General Booth is a special case.
This railway exists to make a profit. Show me the traffic schedules.
Mr. Tidmarsh, they've caught
him. In a minute, Jackson. I'm surprised at you, Braddock. There is an excursion passing through Bridgeford just 23 minutes before the general is due.
Ah, yes, sir.
Order another carriage to be added to that train.
Sir, I really think you should reconsider.
I do not need to reconsider anything. Now, kindly see to it.
Do as he says, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Yes, station master. There is an unhealthy independence of thought and deed at your station, Braddock. I have a mind to check that Tidmarsh is actually doing what I told him to do.
What on earth?
That's what I was trying to tell you, sir. They've caught the thief, Robson and the porter, Miss Josie. They're outside.
Let me go. I didn't mean it. Promise I won't do it again.
There she is, Mr. Braddock.
Well, it was Miss Josie that nabbed her, like, but I need to keep hold of her.
My mum's sick. There's 5 brothers and sisters to look after. They'll be in the workhouse without me. She stole this fur coat.
Has she any means of identification?
Just this penny ticket to Bulwell. We caught her just before it went out.
Have you stolen before?
No. Honest, mister. We were sat up after Christmas.
Why were you in Bridgeford today?
It's market day. The day for begging.
Did you beg before Christmas?
Yeah. Always do. Apart from last week. There weren't no market then.
All right, Robson. Take her to the constable.
No.
Come on, missy.
I'll get you. I swear I will. Wait for you. And I'll put a can.
Come over here.
That was harsh.
I think she's the Wednesday thief.
Well, what gives you the right to set yourself up as judge and jury?
It makes sense, Miss Josie. I mean to say there was a theft every Wednesday for 6 weeks apart from last week. When there wasn't a market. So, well, it adds up as Mr. Sherlock Holmes might say.
Yes, thank you, Jackson.
Excuse me.
No. I'll be off then, sir. Miss Josie.
You can't hide from me, Mr. Jackson. Oh, you have my coat, thank goodness for that. I presume you are the elusive station master?
Correct. I must apologize for any inconvenience.
Apologize? Oh!
Oh, madam! Well, let me help you up.
Oh, thank you. Who are you?
Cripps. Area manager at your service. What seems to be the trouble?
I've been misled. I've had to wait hours. I've been robbed.
Oh.
And now I've missed my connection and my dear wounded husband has been deprived of my support. Oh,
dear lady.
We will need some personal details for the constable.
And the chairman of the Great Central Railway will be personally informed of my disgraceful
treatment. That is your privilege. In the circumstances, I think a room at the station hotel may be available.
You are very kind.
Oh, in the meantime, perhaps lunch in one of the station restaurants?
Yes. I am hungry.
There are some unruly elements in the station. Perhaps you would permit me to escort you.
Thank you.
Hello, Wheeler.
Mind what come in, Fred?
Well, of course not, lad.
I just fancied somewhere I could hide away for a bit, you know. I'm sick and tired of listening to folk gassing about the accident.
You will be. Look, sit yourself down on that stool by the stove. Get some warmth into your bones.
Thanks. It's getting sharp out there now. Now the light's going.
Aye. Hey, shouldn't you be at home getting some shut-eye?
Can't sleep. Not while Nicholson's like he is.
Any news?
No. You're a good man, my fireman.
He's not dead yet, is he?
No!
Then don't talk as if he is.
92 hours I worked last week. 83 the week before. Most of it nights.
Well, you don't have to tell me. We work till we drop and then they'll blame us if we make a mistake. We should work fixed hours. It stands to reason. But if we suggest it, we're agitators.
They can't blame me, Fred.
They'll blame all they want to. You know how it works.
I've been over and over it in my mind. I didn't miss it. The light wasn't lit.
Well, someone put it out, I reckon.
Who?
Well, now you're asking.
You don't think your lad... Well, you don't suppose he might have made a mistake?
Look, don't you start. I've had enough of that with Cripps.
Well, it's a possibility. You can't deny it.
It's also a possibility that I sabotaged the ruddy thing. Do you think I did?
No, of course not.
Well, I don't think Sidney did. Let's leave it at that, shall we? Look, we're doing Cripps a favour by arguing among ourselves.
Where is Sidney?
Search me. I sent him on an errand half an hour since. He should have been back by now.
Accident's making him jumpy.
Well, this made us all jumpy. Look, put that billy can on and let's have a brew up.
We're about to look up.
Well, what time's your train?
I'm not waiting for a train. I'm waiting to see its station master.
Come on, you two. I've had enough excitement for one day. I want to go home.
Oh, well.
Are you waiting to see General Booth, Stephen?
Seen plenty of old men with beards in my time. Besides, I've got my train with tea for me.
Oh. Oh, it's terrible. Real cold.
Mrs. Collier?
Miss Josie?
Hello, Sidney. What are you doing hanging about the platform? You waiting to see General Booth?
No. No, Mr. Roberts sent me to find out how the fireman is. You know, the one who was injured.
I see. And how is he?
Oh, he's bad. I don't think he'll last the night.
Oh, that's awful. Shouldn't you go and tell Mr. Roberts, then?
Oh, I don't want to. He's been upset all day. Ever since that Mr. Cripps talked to him.
Catching cold on this drafty platform's not going to do any good. You better go and tell him. It's not as if it's your fault, is it? What did I say?
Don't know.
Well, I'm off. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Phoebe.
Oh, I'll be off then.
You're coming with me.
Come in.
This woman has been waiting to see you all day, sir.
I told her not to bother you, ducks.
Josie makes happy, Dobby. What can I do for you?
Don't you know me, Joseph?
Oh, I'm dead. Josie, say hello to Grandad's sister and your great aunt.
What?
Josie is my daughter.
Except at work.
Josephine? Here, stand next to your father. Oh, two peas in a pod.
So, what brings you here, Ada? I thought you were housekeeper to a vicar in Norwich.
Reverend Bostock. 37 years I looked after him.
What happened?
He died last month. He'd not been well for some time. Anyway, I stayed until the reading of the will and the appointment of the new man and then I had to go.
Did the Reverend remember you? Did he leave you anything?
His undying gratitude, but you can't live on that, can you?
No.
I'm not asking for charity, but you're the only family I've got. If you could find me a room...
You want to live with us?
I'll pay me way. I'll skip it for Dorothy and get work cleaning.
We haven't got any room. There's me and Dorothy, the girls and young Bert, as well as Grandad.
We can help her, can't we? We could do up the attic. I'll share with Lydia.
It's that of the workers.
Oh, take Ada home to Ma. Knock it over when
Joseph.
I get back.
Oh, you're a good one, Joseph. I'll not be a burden. Oh, heck.
I'd better not take this home to Dorothy.
A perfume bottle?
Funny kind of perfume. Smell it. Mrs. Posh, what's her name, left it in the WC. Who'd have thought it, eh?
Well, have you made your decision about Roberts and your future?
Not as yet, no.
Your leadership qualities were impressed upon me many times at head office, but I must say I have had my eyes opened today.
I didn't realize Bridgeford was on the road to Damascus.
There is no need to be facetious. My report to head office will detail your unhealthy attachment to certain elements and support the complaints of that gallant and graceful lady who you were so rude to.
Mrs. Brooke Hammond, whom you have placed in an hotel at the company's expense.
I could do no other. She was charming.
She was also inebriated, drunk. Consider how it might appear. Mrs. Brooke Hammond is a fallen woman, apparently encouraged in her vice by yourself.
I don't believe it.
I have evidence, Mr. Cripps, and witnesses.
Ah, clever, Braddock. But don't be foolish enough to think that that will save you.
It might save someone else, though.
Hey, old chap, then. Looking forward to meeting the old duffer.
Get rid of them. We can't have the general met by a drunken mob.
There's no point. He's travelling on the same train.
What?
The excursion you ordered to wait to save money. It's their train.
Why didn't you say so?
General Booth, at your service, gentlemen.
Welcome to Victoria Station. Archibald Cripps, at your service, area manager. This is Mr. Braddock, the station master.
This is quite a reception. I understand I'm to travel on with these inebriates. Whose bright idea was it? Was it yours, Cripps?
No, sir. It was Mr. Braddock.
Mr. Braddock, eh?
Yes, sir. Mr. Braddock placed profit before decency. I must apologize for any distress caused.
What distress could there be in placing me in the midst of my flock, eh?
Well,
Braddock, let me shake you by the hand. You are a credit to your station.
Thank you, sir.
I am mollycoddled too much these days. I rarely get the chance to do some proper preaching to the unwashed poor. But I shall today. What a fine bunch of sinners. I'll have a rally on the train. You should come, Cripps. You look like a man who needs saving.
Thank you, sir.
Come along, then. Show me to my train. These lads are impatient to be on the way. And so am I.
That was Signal Failure, episode 1 of Victoria Station. The part of Joe Braddock was played by Sean Baker, Tidmarsh, Philip Jackson, Josie, Julia Ford, Ada, Pauline Letts, Fred Roberts, John Hartley, Mr. Cripps, Gavin Muir, Phoebe, Becky Hindley, and Sid, Tom Bevan. Jackson was played by Joshua Tower, Wheeler, Tom Knight, Robson, Lloyd Notice, Mrs. Brooke Hammond, Frances Jeter, General Booth, Michael Tudor Barnes, and Girl Thief by Deborah Berlin. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation by Richard Beavesmore, Keith Graham, and David Blount. Episode 1 of Victoria Station was written by Steve Chambers and directed by Celia DeWolf.
Every dog has his day, eh, Braddock? You shall not have another.
We'll see, Mr. Cripps.
I brook no opposition, as you and Signalman Roberts will discover.
Victoria! Richford, Victoria!
Next Wednesday, you can once again join Joe Braddock and his staff, beset by problems on another busy day on the bustling platforms of Victoria Station. Firstly, there's unrest and a mysterious illness attacking the men working in the Sherwood Tunnel.
I'm telling you, Jed Moran, there's something bad in this tunnel. Three men have been struck down as if cursed by the devil, raving and screaming.
You're the one raving and screaming. My gang is going to keep working.
How will we do that when we're all dead?
Alex, stop your belly aching and get on with your work.
And back on the platform, Mr. Tidmarsh meets his match in the form of the formidable Lydia Carrington.
Step aside, sir. You are obstructing virtue.
I'm afraid I cannot allow you to proceed to the platform.
And who are you?
Tidmarsh, Chief Clerk. You will not be allowed onto a platform of the Great Central Railway until you are properly attired. That is, until you and the other ladies wear dresses over your... underwear.
Sir, we are not wearing underwear. We are wearing revolutionary women's clothing in memory of their inventor, the late Amelia Jenks Bloomer.
Bloomer?
And as if this wasn't enough, Joe Braddock finds another crisis on his hands.
Mr. Braddock, sir!
What now?
The gang. They've downed tools. They won't be going back into the tunnel. It's definitely haunted.
What are you talking about, Moran?
A dead body, sir. At the tunnel entrance. They think it's a sign.
Chaos reigns in Tunnel Vision, episode 2 of Victoria Station, next Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock.